with apologies to Dave Meltzer. Vince screwed Vince. Great minds think alike and all that. It's Wrestling Observer Live, Jim Valley. Lots to talk about today. I suggest you get on the phones now and get on them early. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. That is a different number than Brian has during the week. 1-800-878-PLAY. We are live. We're live today, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And Saturdays, with me, Jim Valley, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. So, any big news? Anything going on? You know, someone on Twitter suggested we talk about the weather. And I would say that there's a storm a-brewing. Vince McMahon tweeting Friday night that at age 77, he is retiring from WWE. You know, even with reports from the Wall Street Journal about Vince paying off four women in the company for a total of $12 million, this still feels like something I thought we'd never see. Couple of things. Keep in mind, Vince is still the majority stockholder and on the board of directors. Two, no good news is announced on a Friday night. That's the news dump time. The stock market is closed. Everyone has gone home for the weekend. People not focused on news. And by the time Monday rolls around, it's old news. What does this mean for creative? Is this a real retirement? Will this be a permanent decision? How will things change in WWE? Will they change? Lots of things to process in the coming weeks. We'll also take your calls. Also, is Max Dupri gone? Talk about AEW Rampage, Ring of Honor, and as I promised, Ric Flair's retirement next week. This week, I will give you my roast of Ric Flair. That and more coming up. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. Wrestling Observer Live. Hey, I've got some good news to share. As you may know, I need a new kidney, and I've had some struggles and some confusion on my road to recovery. I recently had an echocardiogram to see if my heart is strong enough to handle kidney transplant surgery. I'm not even on the transplant list. And the good news is that my ejection fraction, or EF, went from 37% to 56%, which is a huge jump. That's almost pretty close to normal. I guess 60% is normal. So I'm really, really happy with that. So the next step, I'm moving towards getting on the transplant list for surgery. So that is great news. Also some news, there's a brand new Jim Valley Because of the Fans t-shirt up for sale now at Pro Wrestling Tees. So whether you're Seth Rollins, Becky Lynch, John Morrison, The Miz, Christian, or Lacey Evans, or pretty much any pro wrestler, you can now point in the crowd, turn in a circle, and blame each and every one of you. It's always because of the fans. So you can find it now at Pro Wrestling Tees. Pick up the new Jim Valley Because of the Fans t-shirt. A brand new original design by James Vanderbeek. You can watch my social for a link or find it again at the Wrestling Observer store at ProWrestlingTees.com. Well, here it is. One of the biggest announcements in the history of professional wrestling, made Friday, as Vince McMahon announced on Twitter, he is retiring, from WWE. In the statement issued on Friday afternoon, Vince McMahon announced he's retiring as chairman and CEO. That means he's retiring from all of his roles and no longer being head of WWE's head of creative. However, it should be, you know, acknowledged that he will continue as WWE's majority shareholder. So that means, you know, you still have to keep him happy. All companies always have to keep the majority shareholder happy. Stephanie McMahon and Nick Khan are now co-CEOs. Dave Meltzer says what that means is that Nick Khan handles the business end and Triple H and Stephanie McMahon handle the wrestling end. Meltzer also says that Stephanie and Nick are fine. They aren't close, but seemingly they don't hate each other and they can coexist. Triple H is the executive vice president of talent relations, which presumably means that John Laurinaitis is history and out of his position. Bruce Pritchard remains essentially head of creative. Kevin Dunn remains in his, you know, position. Meltzer reporting that Triple H was the closest thing to McMahon overseeing everything at SmackDown on Friday night. You know, the cover of the Wall Street Journal today says that the WWE is cooperating still with its board investigation. So that means it's still ongoing. You know, it makes me wonder. We live in a world of scandals. I don't have to list all the political scandals. You like whoever you like politically. Whomever you don't like, you point fingers at. But it really doesn't make a difference. They pretty much stay in power. People support their side, their politician throughout scandals, and blame the other side for mudslinging and whataboutism. It's the same in corporations. People who identify with WWE will always be loyal members of the WWE universe. People who don't like WWE will cheer Vince's downfall. Couple of things. Vince lives and breathes WWE. It's not like he watches TV or movies. He has no hobbies, no outside interests. You know, Ric Flair is supposed to be retiring next weekend, and he's been public about how difficult it was for him to retire in the past. And, you know, I've got some insight into this. I'm 20 years younger than Vince, but my health has kind of forced me on the sidelines, and I've kind of had to cope with essentially a retirement. And obviously, I'm nowhere near as accomplished as either Ric Flair or Vince McMahon. And I've had to struggle with essentially being retired. You know, the difference is they have more accomplishments to look back on and, you know, more resources. Personally, if I was Vince McMahon, I would establish some sort of nonprofit. And I would, you know, pour all of my time, effort, and passion into that. That would be my personal advice to Vince McMahon. He's done so much and accomplished so much with WWE that I think enough monuments, I would establish some sort of nonprofit foundation and build on that. I also saw on SmackDown that this Monday, Raw is at Madison Square Garden, which is essentially WWE's home arena. You know, Vince always said that his dad said that, Vince, the garden will always be the garden. And it's odd that Vince is seemingly stepping away from WWE prior to an MSG card. That strikes me as odd and very abrupt. Also abrupt how Stephanie and Triple H were removed and buried from their positions, and now they're back. And look, I don't know anything. This is just my opinion. In my opinion, I expect something major coming. That's just me saying that. I don't know anything. My personal perspective is, in a world of scandals where people, like I said, support you no matter what. And look, I'm not pointing the finger at anybody. I've done a lot of mental gymnastics as I continue to watch wrestling. I'm not better than anybody else. I've made compromises with the four women and the $12 million. That's a big deal. But at the same time, was anybody really surprised? It fit the McMahon character and what we know about the real person, Vince McMahon. I put up a poll at Twitter at Jim Valley. I asked people, is the Vince McMahon retirement real? Over 200 votes so far, just a couple of hours into it. Over 50% of you said yes, about 7% said no, and about 43% said it's just temporary. You know, Vince McMahon and, or Dave Meltzer, I should say, and Brian Alvarez talking about Vince McMahon have a brand new Wrestling Observer Radio up for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. They answer questions, plus talk in depth about the situation. If you've been following WWE for years, you know that Pat Patterson years ago resigned from WWE after the Ring Boy scandal. But it wasn't long that he was back in the company. And 40-some percent of you think that Vince won't be gone for very long. And what I think there are more revelations forthcoming. And this retirement is not only based on allegations that are public, but I think there's got to be something else. Because those allegations were out, and there didn't seem to be any movement. So you got to wonder. I think there's something else that the board knows. I think that there's something else coming. But I also believe that Vince will have influence behind the scenes. I think if there are any new revelations, then this retirement is sudden and real. What are your thoughts? 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We'll get ad thoughts from Anthony in Beaverton, Oregon, and yours as we talk about one of the biggest news stories ever in pro wrestling. Vince McMahon retiring. Wrestling Observer Live. It's Jim Valley. Wrestling Observer Live. Taking your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Here's the thing with Vince McMahon retiring. Since 1984, he's created major stars, lasting memories, and thousands upon thousands of hours of programming. Yes, he's problematic, but he's also got an amazing track record and some incredible instincts of sticking to his guns and being right. And a lot of things that created Vince McMahon have also brought him down. It's really a double-edged sword. Let's go to the phones right now. 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's go to Anthony in some of my old stomping grounds, Beaverton, Oregon. Anthony, what's on your mind today with Jim Valley?
Hey, Jim. First off, I want to thank you for having me on the show. And I want to thank you and the Observer team for what you do 7 days a week. And, you know, before making the call today, earlier in the week, I was thinking about the show, and I'm like, you know, I'm not so sure what to talk about. There's some AEW news, you know, some booking decisions in NXT and WWE, and then boom. Boy, the wrestling industry just doesn't fail to impress with overnight major news stories. So, you know, with Vince, you know, I put some thought into it, and I think I'm going to kind of try to make it succinct and take the high road. You know, I could sit here and bash on some things. They're in the situation they're in right now. There's reasons for this, why he's stepping down. But, you know, to bullet point it, you know, I kind of feel, you know, you got Vince on the bright side and respect to his career. 4 decades plus, you had the rock and wrestling era with Hulk. You had the Attitude Era. WWE going publicly traded. You know, what I would like to consider his final greatest creations in John Cena, Roman Reigns, you know, and taking the wrestling business as a whole out of smoky arenas. So for that, you know, I tip my hat to the man in Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
All right, Anthony, I appreciate the call. 1-800-878-PLAY. You can dial in right now and give your thoughts on Vince McMahon retiring. 1-800-878-7529. Go now to Mississippi. Chris, you're on Wrestling Observer Live at Jim Valley.
Mr. Valley, big fan. Glad to be on with you, and I've been praying for you on the kidney transplants. Look forward to hearing more good news.
Thanks, man.
I participated in the Twitter poll, and my vote was based on what I think Vince thinks, which, of course, is impossible to do. But my thought is that a man like Vince McMahon would be promoting the heck out of his retirement. We would have balloons. We would have Austin stunning him while Hogan pressed them both above his head with a carnival and balloons. And instead, we get a tweet, and he's not even on the show. I think in his mind, he's announcing retirement to pop a rating, will disappear until what he hopes everything goes away, and presuming if there's not more big stories that force him to stay away, his plan is to come back and do this until, you know, he turns 104.
Yeah, it seems very, very abrupt. I appreciate the call, Chris. Those are some great points. I think a lot of people are expecting sort of that Pat Patterson retirement, where once things cool down, he'll be back. A lot of people think that this will be a creative change, that with Vince gone, suddenly all of their wrestling dreams will come true. And I got to say, I don't expect much change when you think about it. I mean, Stephanie is his daughter. She's never bought a wrestling ticket to go see wrestling. She's learned at the tree of Vince McMahon. Triple H knows what Vince wants and what his expectations are. Michael Cole has been around long enough. He knows all the buzzwords and catchphrases and Vince-isms. Plus, Wall Street thinks Vince is the only person who can run WWE. Because of that, I don't expect many changes. But there's something else that people really aren't talking about. WWE has conditioned its audience, the WWE universe, to expect certain things, a certain presentation. The ring in WWE is gigantic. That stage is gigantic. You have got to be Drew McIntyre size. Otherwise, you get lost. Look how small Ricochet looks, or Rey Mysterio looks in the WWE presentation. Look at the way Rey Mysterio looked in the WCW ring, which I always thought was more pro cruiserweight style than that massive, cavernous, stiff WWE stage. And even if there's a new vision, it's not that easy. WWE would have to probably spend years re-educating its audience before any changes would take hold. It's not just as easy as flipping a switch. And Vince, like many notable leaders, like many great men and women, it's a complicated legacy. That aggressive behavior that made him a billionaire brought him down in the end. And just like Anthony said, he had a vision. And really, you know, in the 1980s, that everything is bigger and better, that Reagan image, things in the corporation, for better or worse, corporations really began their stronghold in American culture and that American way of life, that everyone is out for themselves. You know, the greatest generation lived through the Depression, and that shaped their culture through the development of unions and the New Deal and that social safety net. And Reagan changed that culture and sort of that those clippers that took away the safety net or kind of made it smaller, pared it down, if you will. Cable TV killed the territories, and Vince had that vision of that entertainment, that sports entertainment. It's a vision that has put a stamp on wrestling presentations that we see today and have seen since. You know, and a lot of the wrestlers with that Dick Murdoch-style body, for the most part, disappeared. And in its place were action figures. And Vince has produced thousands upon thousands of hours of content. You know, in the 80s, everyone expected the pay-per-view business model to take off. People thought that even the Super Bowl would be on pay-per-view. That never happened because the commercials are so expensive, but people expected concerts and specials, but really only boxing and pro wrestling and later UFC, only the things that succeeded on pay-per-view. But Anthony talked about it, the stars and the moments created by Vince McMahon, Hulk Hogan, Roddy Piper, Mr. T, WrestleMania 1, WrestleMania 3, and then it moved on to Bret and Shawn and John Cena, Steve Austin, Dwayne Johnson, so many others. You know, and without Vince creating Razor Ramon and Diesel, there's no NWO, there's no WCW resurgence, there's no Wars, Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, Saturday Night's Main Event, the Main Event with Hogan and Andre, Tuesday Night Titans. Yeah, they're failures. There's botches, there's wrestle crap, there's Shotgun Saturday Night, there's the gobbledygooker, the TL Hoppers of the world, the Right to Censor, whatever it was you didn't like. But whether you like him or not, whether he's the actual creator or just the person who gave him the spotlight, everything under the sun, you've got to give him a track record, his instincts. His track record, his batting average is better than average. You've got to give him that, even if you're one of his detractors. You've got to tip your hat that he probably created better than good, and he stuck to his guns. You got to remember how many phone calls, how much social media hated John Cena and said, turn him heel. And Vince McMahon never did. And John Cena now may be, you know, the next in line to be Dwayne Johnson. We'll see. You could tweet me at Jim Valley and give me your thoughts on Vince McMahon retiring. It's a very big deal. But either way, it's very sudden. And whether you love him or you hate him, you do have to give him credit. But I think something's going to happen. I think something is coming. I think another shoe is going to drop. I think as terrible as paying off the women and the allegations that we know from the Wall Street Journal, as awful as they are, I think by today's standards, I think something else has got to be dropping. Something awful for him to be retiring this soon. Speaking of retirements, next week, Ric Flair's last match. Times are tough. The roast of Ric Flair is coming. If you can't pay for it, don't worry. I've got all the jokes and my personal roast of Ric Flair coming up next. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. And next weekend, Ric Flair will celebrate his career and have his last match next Sunday. The whole event with StarCast interviews, the Ric Flair roast, and a star-studded card with matches from companies around the world. The whole event, if you want to buy it, is $200. You can buy it a la carte as well, but you know, the economy is rough right now, and I know maybe with gas prices and everything, you may not be able to afford it. So, as a public service to you, and because I love the roasts. The roasts are my favorite TV shows of all time. I watch them again and again and again. Here are just some of the jokes, maybe most of the jokes, you will hear next Friday at the Ric Flair Roast. But before I begin, I want to say that I wish I could do it next weekend, but the roast is Friday, so I have to do it today, because next Saturday will be too late. One more thing. For all of you stooges, all the people who listen to the show and stooge things off that I say, I want to say that these are just jokes. If you're too thick to understand that. Roasts are fun because people say outrageous things, but they're to people that they love. They don't mean them. They're just jokes. So, I want to say up front, because it's the radio, that I've got nothing but respect for everyone, that I like everyone. They're just jokes. They don't mean anything, and they're just for fun. So lighten up, Francis. Also, I'm nobody. Nobody cares what I have to say anyway. I'm not even famous enough to be there. Much like Ric Flair with his children growing up, I won't be there. A 21-time world champion, one title Ric Flair didn't win, was Father of the Year. I'm not saying that Ric Flair neglected his children, but the only people who called him daddy were at the airport Marriott bar. Ric Flair just helicoptered into Nashville, and boy is his crotch tired. Ric Flair is the man who makes flight attendants cringe. He is the personification of the upright and locked position. I mean, after all, what was the big deal? What was that flight attendant's problem? Conrad Thompson has had Rick's junk on his chin all the time. You don't hear him complaining. You know, 5 years ago, Ric Flair had surgery to remove an obstructive piece of his bowel. Turned out to be Conrad's nose up his butt. And thank goodness Rick has Conrad to collect his debts, his belts, his daughters. In September of 2007, Ric Flair, this is true, remember this? Ric Flair opened up a financial business. A financial business! Ric Flair Finance. A year later, it filed for bankruptcy. That's true. Ric Flair Finance is like Vince McMahon marriage counseling. Of course, Ric Flair's performance in the Royal Rumble is legendary. He went over an hour, which is a record for Ric Flair keeping his pants on. The Ric Flair Roast is going to be at the Nashville Fairgrounds, which is only fitting. The last time we saw this many ugly carnies altogether, it was Old Home Week at the Jim Rose Circus. Very exciting. All the famous people at the Ric Flair Roast, including Rosie O'Donnell and Joy Behar. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. That's Conrad Thompson and Bruce Pritchard. Ricky Morton, it's got a last match on Ric Flair's Roast, his last card. We will have to hurry up, though. Ricky Morton has got two double shots that night. Also has to cut a ribbon at the swap meet in Knoxville in the morning. You know, this is true. In the 1980s, Ricky Morton was so popular, he recorded a song called Boogie Woogie Dance Hall. Have you heard it? My God, it's freaking awful. When you ordered it, not only did you get the 45, but it also came with a poster. That way there'd be two things inside flatter than Ricky's voice. That record was responsible for a rash of dog suicides throughout the Carolinas. You'd play the record and automatic garage doors would malfunction all throughout the South. I tried to buy the record on Amazon. It said people who bought this also bought rat poison. Who am I making fun of Ricky Morton? He's made millions in child support payments. Ricky Morton is known for selling his furniture, his blood, sperm. Ricky Morton, of course, will always be known for being part of that famous team. Of course, I'm talking about the York Foundation. What was that? What was that? What was the York Foundation? What were you? Were you an evil business group? All wearing suits? Were you Enron? Were you Google? Ricky Morton, did you see it? Came out wearing a suit with his mullet. He looked like he had a court date. Of course, to be fair, Ricky Morton's haircut is business in the front. Ricky Morton is having his last, or Ric Flair, I should say, is having his last match on Sunday at 73. He's got a pacemaker. People are worried about his heart. His heart? What about his liver? Ric Flair's liver. Ric Flair's liver. I mean, people should be worried about that. Ric Flair's liver is so big and black.
How big and black is it?
Thank you for asking. Ric Flair's liver is so big and black, it was once the third member of the Zambui Express. Ric Flair's liver is so big and black.
How big and black is it?
Thank you. Ric Flair's liver, so big and black, if you put your ear to his side, you can hear it sing, "Grab them cakes." One more. Ric Flair's liver is so big and black.
How big and black is it?
Thank you. Ric Flair's liver is so big and black, Jim Cornette wanted Tammy Sitch to manage it. You know, even though Ric Flair supported Jesse Helms, I don't want to imply anything. After all, Jade Lethal is one of Ric Flair's last opponents, and I'm relieved. I expected Ric to ask Jade Lethal to wear a chauffeur's hat. Of course, the only thing worse than being Ric Flair's chauffeur would be his flight attendant, or being Ric Flair, or being Vince McMahon's limo driver. But, you know, look, a lot of African-American rappers and athletes admire Ric Flair. You know, there's that song, Ric Flair Drip. You know, before that song, Ric Flair Drip was something that required penicillin and a conversation. Ric Flair's final match has been moved to a bigger venue. It's because they gave away free tickets to all of his ex-wives. Ric makes his ex-wives feel good about themselves because his boobs are saggier than theirs, and they had children. Watching Ric Flair's chest bounce in the ring will give you more whiplash than watching a tennis match on Fast Forward. Ric Flair's boobs bounce faster than a meth addict on a trampoline in an earthquake. Ric Flair is so old, you could say. How old is he? Ric Flair's first match is chronicled in a cave painting. Ric Flair is so old, his first match was called over telegraph. His last match isn't about the money, which is code for it's about the money. But look, if I wanted to see an ancient old man bump around, I'd watch a Six Flags commercial. Sting, Shawn Michaels, Ricky Steamboat, Triple H, all people Ric Flair has worked with who didn't want to be a part of this. Ric, your final match is you, your son-in-law, versus Double J and Black Machismo. What's wrong? Were the Mulkeys busy? Mike Jackson had a state fair booked? You couldn't find the Ding Dongs costumes? Oh, Ric, everyone either hates you or they're dead. Or in the case of Arn Anderson, a little bit of both. Conrad's money could buy Ric Flair's daughter, but he couldn't buy more famous opponents. So Sunday, Ric is going to have his last wrestling match. He started in 1972, 50 years ago. Thousands of matches, or dozens, if you're Brock Lesnar. Ric Flair has survived a plane crash, a coma, long-term heart failure, Eric Bischoff's WCW booking, being left in the desert, 5 divorces, chronic alcoholism, yet people think a fake fight is going to kill him. You know, Ric, The four fingers will always symbolize your four retirements. Even Terry Funk says, tone it down. But the truth is, Ric Flair, you are a legend who, at 73, amazingly enough, can still style and profile and walk that aisle. It's just that after walking the aisle, your scrotum arrives 10 minutes later. So, there you go. That is the roast of Ric Flair. And again, it's just for fun. I want to say that I have nothing but respect for Ric Flair, Conrad Thompson, Ricky Morton, and everybody involved in Ric Flair's last match. I wish you health and happiness, and in all seriousness, I've got nothing but respect for his accomplishments in the ring and on camera. Certainly, maybe he's problematic off the ring, but, you know, Ric Flair is what he is. He's a product of his environment and his generation. But, you know, given, you know, there's a lot of sad things that were involved with Ric Flair's last retirements. A lot of personal things that, you know, you can Google and look into that I'm not going to talk about or mention. And because of those sad things, I think that he deserves one last match that aren't tied to those family situations. So it's good that he gets to go out with his son-in-law. And it's good that he gets to go out with a close friend like Jeff Jarrett and somebody that he's worked with who can bump around for him like Jay Lethal. So I think from that standpoint, it'll be very good. And I think considering that there's no television, that they've done a great job putting together sort of a super indie with dream matches from a lot of different companies. And you also have, like, you know, the Von Erichs, legendary family, going against the Briscoes, who use the legendary Briscoe name. And like I said, there's a lot of different companies and things. And so I think that even though Ric Flair can be problematic, he deserves, with all that he's done and given the sport, he deserves to go out and go out on his own terms. Still got some time. Give us your thoughts on the Ric Flair roast, Ric Flair's retirement, Vince McMahon's retirement, also Ring of Honor, Death Before Dishonor. Lots of stuff to talk about. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Jim Valley. You can also tweet me at Jim Valley. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. Couple of things before we wrap up. Reportedly, Max Dupri is out of the Maximum Male Models, according to The Torch. Wade Keller saying that Max Dupri rubbed people the wrong way. And the former Sophia Cromwell is now in as Maxine Dupri. So we'll see what happens there. I don't know if the Maximum Male Models can survive without the Max Dupri talent and mouthpiece. She's fine, but I don't know if she's a good talker. Also, the lineup for Death Before Dishonor, Saturday, the pay-per-view, Ring of Honor. World champion Jonathan Gresham defends against Claudio Castagnoli. Women's champion Mercedes Martinez defends against Serena Deeb. Tag team champions FTR, 2 out of 3 falls against the Briscoes. TV champion Samoa Joe defends against Jay Lethal. Pure champion Wheeler Yuta defends against Daniel Garcia. Six-man tag team champions The Righteous defends against Dalton Castle and the Boys. Roosh versus Dragon Lee. And the pre-show, Willow Nightingale versus Allison Kay, Trustbusters versus Shinobi Shadow Squad, Colt Cabana versus Anthony Henry, and Gates of Agony, against Brian Cage versus Tony Depp and Alex Zane and Blake Christian. God, that roster is stacked. That's a Ring of Honor. Also a ton of titles on the Ring of Honor. Should be a good show. About 2,500 tickets are sold, not sold out. The arena can hold about 4,500, but still, 2,500 is the largest ROH show in years. So it'll be interesting to see how it does on the pay-per-view. Still no announcement of a TV show. So it'll be interesting to see how Ring of Honor does going forward. It's Jim Valley. Hope you enjoyed the roast. Hope you enjoyed everything. Hope you follow me and tweet me at Jim Valley. Hopefully I have some more good health news. I appreciate you as always following me on Twitter. All of the engagement and everything. And we'll see what happens next week. See if there's more news. But as always, I appreciate everything. Check out my t-shirt. You can buy it at Pro Wrestling Tees. The brand new Because of the Fans t-shirt. Just $19.99. Look for the Observer Store at Pro Wrestling Tees, or you can find it my link at my social at the Jim Valley. As always, I'll talk to you next Saturday. And always, don't forget, I always do it because of the fans. Talk to you next week.